history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you going? Morning.
I'm going very well, thank you. Right, I've actually cobbled this together here because I've got to be honest, I completely forgot about it till yesterday morning.
Hey, you've been on holiday.
But
that's absolutely fine.
Right, this is really quite interesting and a lot of people that own cats will get it.
Okay.
Right, an international study by researchers from the Zeckenberg Center for Human Evolution and Paleoenvironment at the University of Tübingen. It's got the U's got a couple of dots above it.
Oh.
In Germany.
Isn't it called an Umlag or something? Someone texts in it. Someone at BFM will know.
I'd just like to say, I reckon their Christmas parties go off.
Yeah, sounds like
they sound like people that are really into having fun.
Who isn't, Rob? Who isn't?
Why do you think, what about that name makes you think that their Christmas parties go off?
Well, I suppose I was being sarcastic, wasn't I, really, when it comes down to it. And I apologise for that, because I bet they're really nice people. Anyway, they have determined that the first known cats in Europe were opportunistic.
Wow.
And didn't really rely directly on humans for survival. Mm. The study reveals that around 6,000 years ago, cats survived by hunting wild animals such as rodents and were closely associated with human agriculture.
Okay. Right. So they kind of had their own thing going on.
Yes.
See, that doesn't surprise me.
Which they still have. Mm. Now, the African wildcat, which is the Felis silvestris, seriously, Libica.
That's awesome.
Is the ancestor of all present-day domestic cats.
I'm just imagining Sylvester the cat.
Yes, yeah, that's
obviously
that's
all I've got
from.
In my head.
The sandy-coloured animals originated from the African continent.
Right.
So that's where all the cats came from.
That's where every breed of cat comes from that. And then around 6,000 years ago, they became established in Europe, where they spread as domesticated cats. The oldest fossils date back 6,000 years and were discovered in Poland. I'm just going to stop there for a second, because that Africa to Poland, did they just like run?
Swim. They just swam.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? Haven't they discovered any from Africa to Poland?
Oh, so they couldn't. Yeah. Oh, so Poland was the next closest cat that they found. Wow.
Now, to find out how they became domesticated, the researchers measured stable isotopes. I don't know what I'm talking about here. So measured stable isotopes in the fossilized cat's bones collagen.
Yay. All three of us are like, yes, nodding with absolutely glazed expressions on our faces.
The different tests allowed the scientists to make inferences. I didn't know what that meant.
What does it mean?
It means a conclusion reached on the basis of evidence and reasoning.
There we go.
That sounds like a word you should keep in your vocabulary.
Oh, no, I've got that written on my hand now. about the cat's diet. For comparison purposes, they also examined six cat fossils from discovery sites all over Poland, and they contained evidence of rodents that occurred in close association with human agriculture, which I'm guessing is mice and rats from grain and stuff like that.
That would make sense, yeah.
So what they reckon is, they've got other rodents as well. So what they're saying is when wild prey was a bit sparse, they were gracious with their presence, and they're still doing it.
There we go. See, that makes total sense. It's been a long time since I owned a cat. My childhood cat died many years ago now. But she was just absolutely did her own thing.
Yeah, of course they do. Dogs don't.
Yeah, dogs, they need you.
Yeah, of course they do.
And we need them. Yeah. This is why I'm ultimately a dog person. But I kind of get it when you're like, you can't find a cat. They didn't find a cat between Africa and Poland.
Yeah,
have you ever tried to find your cat when it doesn't want to be
exactly.
found? Well, it's impossible.
Because they're on their way to Poland.
They're off on a holiday.
Okay, now this is a real quick one, and I love this one. A colossal statue of Atlas, buried for centuries among ancient ruins, will soon take its rightful place among the ancient Greek temples in Agrito on Sicily.
Cool.
They can actually stand it up. It's 8 metres high and was built in the 5th century BC.
How did they build something that massive back then?
It's
they
brilliant.
Stood on each other's shoulders.
Yeah, human pyramid. Archaeologists and architects will soon start work to raise a statue in Sicily's Valley of the Temples. On the occasion of the founding of the ancient city of Akragas 2,600 years ago. It took over 100 years to build the city, and in the 5th century, more than 100,000 people lived there. And according to the philosopher Empedocles, or whatever his name is, they would part as if they'll die tomorrow and build as if they would live forever.
Whoa. How good is that? That is very cool.
I like those people.
Just want to go back to the cat thing quickly.
Okay.
So sometimes when I look at my cat, I think it's quite funny because if you enlarged him like tenfold, he'd be a giant big cat, you know?
Like a lion.
Yeah. And they've got all the same features, but then they're just miniature.
Do you know what?
Isn't that strange?
If our eyes,
I get what you mean,
if our eyes were in the same as cats, our eyes would be 8 inches across.
Oh, really? Weird. Is that something you discovered when you were doing your research? Interesting.
So if you took all the proportions and you swapped
them. Yeah, our eyes, how trippy would
that
be? Well, it would be trippy because we'd be used to it.
It's quite funny that there's this like miniature version of an animal that's actually quite fierce.
I also think
cats can
be fierce.
Absolutely, yeah, they can be fierce.
I absolutely stand by the fact that if a cat could eat you, it would.
It would, yeah.
I don't trust them. Not even Kenny, I'm sorry.
Wow,
sorry, Tess.
I didn't realise how anti
I'm not anti cats. I'm just, I see them for what they are.
Each one is, you know what, when you got a dog, you know what you got, but with a cat, you have no idea what it's going to end up like.
Exactly.
I'm feeling a little bit of tat here,
oh,
guys.
Oh, no, I like cats, but yeah.
We love Kenny.
Right.
All right, have you got a poem for
us? Well, yeah, it's a really, really, probably the shortest poem I've ever done.
Well, let me hit the sting.
Okay, I've got to explain it a little bit.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, on the way down on the bus, I was feeling quite poetic and stuff, and I kept seeing all these diggers everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Digging out the land, and I thought, oh, dinosaur diggers.
Cool.
Oh.
And then I thought, I'm going to get into this. And I went, dinosaur diggers uncovering the past. Ironic, really. And then my brain stopped and I went, is it? They're not really dinosaurs. So why is that ironic, the end?
That's your...
I seen I'm getting so up myself here. Dinosaur diggers uncovering the past. Have a word with yourself.
You just got to chase the muse when it strikes
bang,
you,
it
you
went
know?
Like that. So there you go.
Well, I enjoyed
like
that
one. Yeah,
thanks,
good.
Rob. Thank you could get into limericks.
Oh, yeah.
That could be your next step, maybe.
Without sweary stuff.
Yeah, clean limericks. Okay. Is that even a thing?
I don't know. I don't even want to start that.
Well, thank you very much for that, Rob. If you want people to send in a topic for deep discovery on the Mind Trench or something to write a poem about.
Yes, I'll grab the poem ones by sort of a couple of days because I have to concentrate.
All right. Get your poem ones in ASAP.
And tune.
Someone's texted in, cat lovers consistently test higher for IQ. Listening to your conversation, it's easy to see why.
I take that as a compliment.
What
I
a
think.
Zinger.
Wow.
So text in your suggestions for Rob to 53955, or you can give us a call on 309 3879 if you would like to. And yes, we have got a tune coming up. I'll just hit this other one.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
What have you picked for us this